This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
Is that all you want to do is get by today? Come on. No. Well, we got to do better than that because we deserve to get better. And you deserve better than just the average crap holder that comes out of the radio speaker in many circumstances. So here we are, beyond crapola. That could be our new slogan, ladies. What do you think? The Good Day program, beyond crapola.
That's good.
That has real.
Put it on the record.
That was the question.
Has a ring to it, doesn't it? Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. A man who hasn't seen his family in 10 years is going to get the chance to do so thanks to a group of college students at Providence College in Rhode Island. This semester, a group of students became friends with a security guard. The guard's name is James. After getting to know him, the students eventually found out that he hadn't seen his family, his son and the wife, all the people in his family, for 11 years. So they decided to raise some money to help him go back to see his family. A GoFundMe page was set up in February to raise travel expenses for James to go to Nigeria. In the fundraiser, the students... detailed why James deserved the funds, sort of highlighting his attitude and kind demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the statements from the request. For those of you who don't know James, he truly is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. He greets everybody with a smile, always welcomes conversations, no matter what time of the night you run into him. He doesn't know how much we appreciate him, and we are hoping this will show him how much he means, which is kind of a cool thing.
That's nice.
This guy, a freshman named Brandon Reichert, helped to organize the GoFundMe page, and just continued to talk about how he was the kindest soul. And isn't it nice that students, a lot of times college students are all put into a group and rabble-rousing and noisy, and they are lazy, and they sleep late, and they don't go to class, and yada, yada.
The stereotype.
So they raised three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. They raised $3,000 within 24 hours of setting it up. And they'll, I'm sure, between now and then, and all of the focus that it's gotten locally and nationally, it's kind of like, actually, it reminds me of the movie. I saw the movie Ordinary Angel over the weekend with Hilary Swank. And I thought it was a little hokey, but it told a true story. And the story was a great story. And, it's produced by the God Squad. And, because of that, some people don't like it. I kind of sometimes think it's a little over the top, some of that stuff. But I thought this movie was good, worth seeing, good story. And she does a great job of portraying the main character. And there are only two people that you recognize. She is one, and the other one is the lady that played the mother of the man whose wife died, and then the child was sick, and yada yada. And I'm trying to remember her name. You see her, you recognize her, but I can't remember her name. Those are the only two people you recognize. All these other usually when they do the God Squad movies, they have actors and actresses that nobody knows because they don't have to pay them a lot of money. But it was nicely done. And this story of the security guard and the family getting together, they started a GoFundMe for this young child who had liver disease. And it just feels like it's the same sort of thing. And it's cool. By the way, as of this past weekend, as I look at the stats here, they've raised $15,000 for this guy to go back to Nigeria. Yeah. So isn't that a good story? That's a good story.
A little fun future trips.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Especially when young people get a bad rap. You know, that's a good thing that they're doing.
Right. Okay. So I want to talk about a couple of things relating to the when we look back, oftentimes I like to, during this hour when Jennifer and Jay are both here, to go back to the last time that we were together, which is the talk radio review, the talk radio countdown stories on Friday, and what do we think will continue. There still is a lot of discussion about the State of the Union address. Both candidates for president are out and about. Well, I shouldn't say both because there are more than two. And that's a problem. I don't like to even... I'm sorry. I am. I apologize for saying those the two, because there are more than two. And the others are, in my mind, at least one of them, much more valuable and user-friendly than either of the two guys that are on the top of their respective tickets. Anyway, I thought the State of the Union was what bothered me. And it bothered a lot of people, because I've seen some of these stories floating around about people annoyed that instead of the state of the country, we found the state of Joe Biden's life and why you shouldn't vote for Donald Trump. And so for me, that was a big waste of time. And as soon as whenever he did that, I just turned the channel, because I don't want to listen to it. I want to know what's going on in our country so that people can be prepared for or be satisfied with whatever the situation is. And
the
Jennifer, you may have talked about,
just to add on, is that usually the State of the Union likes to highlight people with like a sense of optimism. So say what you will about Obama or Trump or whoever, but they would typically during the State of the Union say, here's Joe Blow. He was able to buy a house because of my because of my economic policies. Or the one moment that I really remember from Trump is Trump brought someone home from Afghanistan that reunited with his family on the floor of the Capitol. I mean, those are the moments where you're like, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah,
and it gives you a sense of hope. And so I think because they were so focused on just showing that Joe Biden had energy, which came off as very angry, kind of aggressive energy, that it just
he's
like
propped up like a puppet.
Just got lost. And it's like, give me something, because that's what you're never at this point. I'm sad to say, I just don't think anybody's going to be united, because people hate Trump. People hate Biden. People, you know, everybody's. But give me something that makes me feel good about living in the country. That's all I'm asking. Just give me
and feel
one
good about
thing
the leadership.
That makes me feel good. Right.
Yeah. Right.
And
exactly.
I just feel like that's what was missing.
I said something earlier of all the people that were present or that we watched. I like Mike Johnson. I like him more and more all the time.
Because he didn't
very
have to be
warm.
Gross like Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi ripped up her speech and was making a big deal.
Keep talking about that.
He would
kind of
shake
news.
His head every once in a while. Or
no, he didn't.
But it wasn't out of line.
Get that out of
right.
Him. No.
Right.
So anyway, Sid Rosenberg, who's a talk show host on WABC in New York, was there for the event, having been invited by his congressman. And so when Biden quoted Hamas sources with the number of Palestinians who have been killed, he's up in the gallery and he says who? So for that,
see,
he got escorted out of the room.
Is that everybody shouts now? Like, that's like the new thing. Is that
very disrespectful?
Has to shout it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I love, you know, I love Marjorie Taylor Greene, but it's not good when they did it to Trump. It's not good when they do it to Biden. I just, you know, I don't know. Don't applaud.
It's disrespectful.
It's just bad decorum. Yeah, it's so classless.
Decorum. Yep, it is. 100% agree with that. So, anyway, they're on the stump, and Biden is out with his tax plan, tax the rich. Boy, this gets so old, so tired. And
I actually
who
have a little breakdown.
You do? Good.
Would you like to know about some of the stuff? Because he's going to announce this budget this week. I guess he's rolling it out. And he's offering a $10,000 tax credit to people who sell their homes now. And he's doing that to try to overcompensate for the low interest or for the high interest rates. But I guess my question is, where does the $10,000 come from? You know, this is always the question. We're coming up with this money, but where does it actually come from? So he's giving tax breaks to families. He's trying to push tax increases for the, and I'll use air quotes, wealthy, because that always depends on how you look at it. They say parents would get an increased child tax credit. So they say it would cut an average of $2,600 for low to middle income families. He's doing the earned income tax credit for low paid workers who aren't raising a child in their home, cutting taxes by $800 for 19 million working individuals. He's got some of the Affordable Care Act protections in this. He wants to put a $2,000 cap on drug costs, $35 on insulin to everyone, not just people on Medicare.
What does it mean, $2,000 cap on any one prescription or a total spent?
It says he's calling on Congress to apply $2,000 cap on drug costs and $35 insulin to everyone. Yeah,
what are we capping, Jennifer? That's the question.
I know. That's the good question.
Individual uses? It's just,
And then the argument is like a lot of the concierge drugs, right? Like a lot of people are using Ozempic or whatever the drugs are for weight loss. And if you're spending what those drugs cost is about $1,200 a month. So then you say, okay, are we capping that after 2 months if those are things people are choosing to go on? I don't know. It's interesting.
All right, so the key.
He's going to spend $30 million on advertising to promote this.
Yeah, okay. That's good for radio. I don't mind him spending it on radio. That's good.
As long as he comes here.
It's not his money, though. It's our money.
Right.
So the other thing, however, that happens behind the scenes that you don't know or you don't hear about is as soon as the State of the Union is over, all of the fundraisers, the operatives, if you will, get on the phone and start beating the bushes for money. And so within about 24 hours of the State of the Union being over, the Biden fundraisers brought in $10 million. And so this is kind of a seedy, once again, using the public. We're being used. We are being had. This stuff, the State of the Union that came out this time anyway, and I think, I don't know, I'm trying to remember some other, most of the time I just am bored by it and I go away and do something else. But I wanted to see how some of the things that were issues today would be addressed in the State of the Union, and they really weren't. So anyhow, but it's just this, it's a tawdry game. Everything is politics and politicians, and frankly, it's wearing out on most of us, I think. It's 18 at the hour here on Good Day.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines. Instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families, we all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. We have our names end with consonants. We don't have vowels. I don't know what that means. Well, I do know what it means, but I'm not going to explain it any further than that because I need to get my foot out of my mouth. Okay, let's get into social media stuff. Some of the technology. I'm so tired of the TikTok stuff and how people, so many people don't get why we need to get rid of TikTok. As a matter of fact, there's a whole group of people, a whole community, if you will, that's trying, they're sort of pleading, please keep TikTok, because the government, right, the House, isn't the bill in the House now? Seems to me the bill that would ban the use of TikTok, you ban it from app stores and then people can't get at it. And that would be, I guess, a way of getting rid of it.
There's a little bit of intel, though, on this. It's actually not a full TikTok ban. What it wants to do is have TikTok be forced into divesting from China and have a United States company take over. And so apparently they're getting mean, though. And on TikTok, they're getting these pop-up messages to users to put in their zip code. And then the zip code connects them to call their congresspeople's office so that all these little young minds full of mush are calling to scream about banning TikTok.
Oh, there are commercials, too. Like there was a commercial during the Oscars about TikTok and how it can be used. And there is really not too much on TikTok that you can't do on Instagram anymore. And we always talk about, you know, needing to ban TikTok. And it's not, let's be real, the issue isn't the gaining of information or those tools that they do, because all of the other social media sites have that, too. It's because it's linked to China.
Well, it's
Facebook,
linked
Google,
to the Chinese
Communist
tools, Party.
But they're more they're more American-owned.
Right.
But we need to stop we do need to stop with the garnering of all this information. Like, none of these social media sites need to have this level of information for people.
Well, they use it to sell other stuff. In the case of Facebook and Instagram and X, they're selling stuff so they have data that way. But as Mike Gallagher, who's the congressman from Wisconsin, one of the co-authors of the bill, said, that, you know, he was talking about what Jennifer just said, TikTok ban. It's not what we're trying to get here. That's an outright lie. He's the chairman of the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. He said people can continue to do all the dumb dance videos they want on the platform and all that stuff. We just don't want the Chinese Communist Party and the government to control TikTok so they have access to all kinds of information. And I think that there's something to that, but it doesn't. It seems to go unnoticed by most of the people who are using it because they're so unaware of what's going on. And that's the danger. That's what the Chinese are hoping for, that you will not pay attention to the reality of the situation. I think that that's kind of what this is all about.
We've also reached a point of society where some people just genuinely don't care.
Yeah,
there's so many,
I think you're right about that, too.
At some point,
they don't care about the...
Yeah, it's become desensitized.
All right, so here's an interesting thing. As much bad attention as has been given appropriately, frankly, to Trader Joe's over the last few months, 4 or 5 months, because they had so many recalls, there's a new thing on eBay. The Trader Joe's tote bags that sell in the store for $2.99 are on sale right now. Apparently, the latest grab on these, $500 a piece. Why would you spend? I don't get. What is there about Trader Joe tote bags that would attract $500? What am I missing here? Other than I didn't go out and buy a bunch of them.
Target, the resale value is in the thousands. Why?
Really?
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Your life should be just one. Just one gay round of nightclubs.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I married a band leader. But ever since we said I do, there are so many things we don't.
What a great line. All right, boys and girls, let's
get
at it.
Best show on the planet.
I know, you love it. Whenever
whenever
I hear the theme, da 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 da, I think of you because I know how as you were growing up, in suburban Los Angeles. He used to come home from school carrying her backpack, Jay, and she put the bag, she turned on the TV, and there was I Love Lucy. Yes, right, exactly.
You know, I think Lucy has saved me thousands of dollars in therapy. There is something
really?
About just putting on a Lucy episode that just kind of brings me down when it's a tough day. You just
the music. Am I saying anything else? Yeah, crank this up. The end of it. What'd you have percolating here?
Everybody has that. Everybody has like some classic television show that they just wanted to put reruns on. Like for me, it was Bewitched.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good one too.
You know what I found? It's on Roku, and I don't have Roku here, but I have it in the house in Los Angeles. I watch the old Johnny Carson shows that they have on Roku. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they are. Lots of that stuff. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, what you have percolating here on the Good Day program, the creative minds of Jennifer Horn, Jake Kirshner, and hopefully Doug Steffen as well. There are so many incredible talents within these two ladies. I'm sure you all have found them by now, and so stick with us for a while as we go through some of the issues of the day, some of the things that people are talking about, chattering about here and there. The sun and the moon are in the focus because there is a renewal of the flat earth theory. I know this is going to get some people, this is surreal, really and truly. And it's come back to the surface because of the solar eclipse that comes the first part of next month. What happens, we all know. I hope we all know that there's a narrow shadow of darkness in the middle of the day because of the solar eclipse, right? So you got everybody's got that? Well, this group of people, there's a guy who's a professor at the University of Cincinnati who studies disinformation, and he's got a full-time job at dealing with lots of the stuff that's coming from various sources, mostly the Russians. All right, so here's, listen to this. There are so many new mock news sites set up by the Russians that it's hard to keep up with them. Some of the legitimate journalists are trying all these websites that have appeared pretty recently, actually. They are focused, let's see, this misinfo on New York News, the Daily News, the Chicago Chronicle, the Miami Chronicle, they aren't news organizations at all. They're creations of the Russians. They are meant to mimic actual news organizations. There is no such thing as the DC Weekly. There is no such thing as the New York News Daily. There was the New York Daily News. They went out a long time ago. Anyway, so you have to, again, we talked about the Chinese with regard to TikTok. This is a never-ending saga now because these people have figured out, I think in Russia with the help of Ed Snowden, how to do this. So there are five new platforms that are completely duping unsuspecting American readers. They are, and so what do they use these for? Anything and everything. The disinformation problem in this country is getting to be almost overwhelming. And it's now these Russian, the made-up newspapers I was talking about are all aimed at disinformation about the American presidential election. And then you could say, well, why are they doing this? Because they want to disrupt their, that's part of the mechanism of what they are doing it because they can do it. And so it has become much more of a problem, this spreading false and misleading narratives, information about what's going on. And in part, the stuff about the Flat Earth Society is a creation of not the Russians necessarily, they're happy to sign on to it, but are people who are doing the same kind of thing. And so, you know, we were talking last week, I don't think you were here, Jennifer, about where the best place was to see the eclipse, the states where it would be, you know, easiest to see. And then along come the flat earthers who are trying to debunk this, these people actually believe the Earth is flat still.
See, like I like the people who believe that they say space is a farce. Like, just even really? Space itself doesn't exist.
Uh-huh. And so who would those people there? Be?
Yeah. The well, space doesn't existers.
No, there's nothing there. That's the NASA has created it because there's a blanket over the Earth that has the stars in it. That's what they say. So we've got a blanket over the Earth.
But speaking of the eclipse, the everybody who's in the path, this is happening in April. That's a cloudy, cloudy time. Who is the airline that is actually doing a flight that so you'll be above the clouds and able to see the eclipse? Is it Delta? And they're following the whole path, so you get to see the eclipse for a longer period of time. That is such a great idea.
Yeah.
I just talked to someone over the weekend whose whole family is going to Texas because I guess that's one of the good spots to see the eclipse. So
It is.
Taking like a whole family trip to go see it, which I thought was kind of cool.
The line starts in Texas and goes up through Oklahoma and up north of there. You just follow it. So they're going to take off, I believe, from Dallas, and then they'll just follow as
like
they
Minnesota
can go at a
Michigan,
speed.
Right?
Yeah, they can go at a speed in the plane that stays, that keeps up with the eclipse. So you'll, in essence, instead of seeing it for 2 or 3 minutes, you'll see it for 2 or 3 hours or as long as it takes to go from Texas up through southern Canada. It's really kind of cool. All right, let's just, for the heck of it, because I'm fascinated with this, go back to ancient Greece, the Flat Earth Society. Around 500 BC, these scholars that were around at the time, they said that this was a, you know, you could go to the end of the Earth and fall off. People bought this. And then it kind of went away, but then it came back up again in the mid-1800s in England. The Flat Earth Society... it was like it's 1857 or something like that. And then fast forward to the United States of America, where the Flat Earthers organized a 501c3 in 1956. It's actually a group.
You got to make some money, all right?
That's listen, people, what is it? P.T. Barnum said a sucker was born every minute. And at least that looks like more... So there are now scientists who are trying to come out, they're flushing out old papers that prove, that supply, according to the people who want to debunk the flat earthers, ample evidence that the earth is round. And so then they use as proof the pictures that were taken from the moon of the earth. And the flat earthers say, how can you, what do you mean? These could be Photoshop, they could be anything. So there are people who seriously believe these days that the earth is flat. All right? Everything's for sale. Ideas, right? Listen. And you wonder where it goes. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, here's the cause.
Just lied to about so much stuff, though. I mean, you can understand where people get skeptical. You know, like, I mean, some people might take it a little far, but at the same time, it makes you just go, maybe if people were just starting to be honest and transparent instead of just delivering their news as they see it, we wouldn't have as much of this stuff. But here we are.
It's very frustrating, Jennifer. It is. It's frustrating, and it's kind of sad. All right, but just for I'm looking at the NASA website, which is one of my favorites, as you all know. There's a great graph of the line that the solar eclipse takes. That's on the map of the U.S. and the path of the eclipse, and the crossroads. Is Carbondale, Illinois. We got to that last, I think, Thursday. We were talking about this, Jen. But if you look at the line, it starts off the coast of Baja and then goes across into, like, just north of Dallas. And it continues on a sweep that takes it over the southern tip of the Great Lakes and then into northern Maine and into Newfoundland and into Canada. That's the line, and that's the trip they're going to take on the Delta flight. I don't know. Anybody know how much it costs? I heard someplace it was $700 for a ride.
I think that's what I saw too, like around seven.
Through the Ohio Valley. Yeah.
But you know right. what? Honestly, that's a lot of money if you don't have it lying around. But if you were really into space and you really want to see an eclipse the way it should be seen, I mean, that would be
yeah.
quite the
spurt. I was thinking about, actually, I was thinking about doing it, except it would disrupt the program on the day that I do it. I just think it's fascinating.
From the plane.
Well, you know, I can now because I have the technology. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. I don't know if people around me would like it so much, but anyway. All right. Rochester, Minnesota is a good place also to see it. Syracuse, New York. Let's see some of the other places up on the northern tip of Vermont and New Hampshire and into Maine. Montpelier, Vermont is a good place to see it. Mount Washington in New Hampshire is a good place to see it. Mount Katahdin in Maine, a good place to see it if you want to go. And Millinocket. Millinocket, Maine is one of these places. And then up over Ontario and Quebec and into the Atlantic side of Canada. So if you were standing on the ground, 1 minute, 52 seconds is how long it will take for it to pass, to be completely, the sun completely not visible. So you'll see Toronto will see it, also Cincinnati, Columbus, Cleveland. You'll get a good shot of it in Cleveland, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Am I spending too much time on this? Do we need to have the Oscar music so I go on to something else?
To the walk-off music.
Okay, so here is the culprit. Once again, we have this massive Smokehouse Creek fire in Texas caused by power lines. Good God, these people. Are they getting away with it? Look what happened in California, and then the same thing. The winds
fixed a thing
were...
either.
No, they're not fixing anything. We're all being screwed by this, and these people get away with it. Mm-hmm. How in the name of heaven?
Power lines are what did it in Hawaii, too.
Yeah. What are we doing? What are we allowing to have happen here is the question. At 48 after, this is Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
KFC's new smash potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smash potato bowl for just $3.49. And for a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now 53 after the hour. It's Monday on the Good Day program. Time for us to have a visit with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. Nick is the person who travels around the country and around the world inspecting new cars, inspecting new models. He gets invited by all the big car companies to go drive the new cars and see what they are all about, to give them hopefully a thumbs up. And then there are other things that are going on in the world of automobiles that are very novel, like the sale of a presidential limo. You want to tell us the story about this? I never saw an Imperial as a presidential limo. Lincolns and Cadillacs.
Yes.
But
yes,
the Imperial was the comparable Chrysler to the upscale Lincoln and the upscale Cadillac. And yet here's one for sale.
Yes, 1964 Imperial Crown Gear presidential limousine. It's on the auction block. They're expecting it to get about $125,000 to $150,000. Probably after this segment, it'll get more because there'll be more interest in it. This was Kennedy's presidential limo. It was part of his fleet. It actually carried Jacqueline Onassis to the funeral of President John F. Kennedy, and also Lyndon B. Johnson to his inauguration, his second inauguration. It was part of the presidential fleet since 1969. Originally cost $18,500. When did anything cost $18,500 for a car? But it was a 1964.
A good used Jeep.
Right, right. 1964, yeah. Chrysler Imperial Baron originally. And it now only has 15,109 miles on it. So it's quite a steal at that point. It was actually its special body from Italy, from the Carrozzeria Ghia in Turin in Italy. And it was taken.
They were responsible. They were responsible for the Carmen Ghia, which was a Volkswagen. Yeah. In fact,
yes.
So I thought that was interesting that they applied it to the same, not the same design, but the same technology and a Chrysler. All right, so that's that story. Let's talk about the top vehicles in America. What is the top in what? Sales, top in reliability? What is this as a Consumer Reports thing?
Yeah, so the interesting thing about Consumer Reports, and one thing that people should know about Consumer Reports, is they don't kowtow to any car company. They actually purchase vehicles themselves with their own money,
right.
And they don't get given mm-hmm. them, and then they test them, and then they destroy them a lot of times. Like, they put them through so many tests. And so there's no car company pressure to tell everybody which is the best, which is the worst. And they come up with vehicles in every class, and they do, you know, the honest test, and they put them through their paces. And it's quite interesting to see what comes out the top when they put car against car. And not really surprising is Toyota's RAV4 comes out as their top in its class. The plug-in hybrid version, which we have been touting for a long time, you know, electrics aren't necessarily the best. If you're going to need something with a plug-in hybrid is much better. That's the Toyota RAV4 Prime comes atop of its class there. The Prius as well comes the top of its class, does about 39 miles a gallon. Interestingly enough, I didn't expect to see this, but Tesla in their electric, but in Toyota again wins with the Highlander, Ford with the Maverick, and BMW with their X5. And I have to tell you, I'm currently driving a BMW X5, and this is one of the best vehicles I've actually been in a long time. It's been around 20 years. This thing is stable. It's really well made.
I'm lost on the criteria. The top vehicles in what respect?
In the respect of longevity, usability, reliability. They really rough ride them. They'll put them off road, on road, corner them at speeds. They do everything but run them into walls, basically, to see how they hold up. And after running them for hundreds and hundreds of miles, they see what the damage is to them, how they hold up, and how well they drive, and how dirty the oil is. Everything like that. The sort of thing that we don't do with our own vehicles. You know, we don't drain the oil off and see how sort of what the metal shavings are like in the oil. That type of thing. This is the sort of test that Consumer Reports is doing, and they're measuring every ounce, every drop of fuel that it uses.
I'm looking at the Tesla Model Y. I don't know anybody who's had one of these that likes them. They've had them for a long time. So this is a short term sort of thing. Buy them now and run. That's what it feels like to me. This list. Am I right or not?
That's the one that stands out as not my favorite, I'll tell you, on their list. Right, but everything else I said was solid.
Yeah. Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com, here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. And the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.